Lori Prox here with Kathy Todd of the Valdez Medical Clinic and a doctor at Providence Valdez Medical Center here in Valdez. Thanks for joining us once again. And we've been
talking about
vaccines and tracking kind of the progress of folks here in Valdez. Time flies, doesn't it? And so
I think
we should be the first round of people here in Valdez, healthcare workers, had the first shot. And have we taken the second shot? We should be close, right?
That's this week, Thursday and Friday.
Okay, this week. So in a couple of days, should have that second shot. I understand the second shot might be have a few more side effects or soreness, I guess. Or you tell us what's supposed to happen with the second round.
Well, I haven't done it yet, so I can't tell you from personal experience. But yes, they tell us that probably our immune response will be more to the second shot. That's the whole idea. And so to be prepared for more achiness and maybe a fever and sore arm than the first time around, which for most of us wasn't too bad the first time around.
Yeah, and you did it in, I think, three or four stages, right? So you'll just follow that same trend the second round?
Exactly. We didn't do the whole nursing staff on the same day, so that in case people needed to call out sick for a couple days because they were under the weather from the shot, that it wouldn't be everybody at once.
All right, and we talked about this last time, but just to recap, there were a couple reactions, and Alaska had like two of the three, you know, initial reactions.
I think they got up to six by the end of the very first week or the first go around, and so we now had a third of them. So luck of the draw. Nobody can figure out why that was.
Yeah, no one has. That was my follow-up question. And then Angela Alfaro said in the council meeting last night that it went relatively well here in Valdez in terms of reactions, just mild, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll verify that. And do you have total numbers or an estimate of about how many people in this first round here in Valdez vaccinated?
I'm told we're up to 200 people that we've vaccinated by the end of the week today, you know, because we're continuing with adding new people besides starting the second round for some of us.
Wow. Okay. And then what happens at once you get through that? I guess that'll take another couple weeks to maybe wrap that up, right?
Well, wrapping up the people that already had their first shot, but
yeah.
Of course there's going to be other people, other hospital employees but also some other people that are getting their first shot this week.
And another thing, I think public health nurse Terry Lynch said, as did city manager Mark Detter, that the criteria for who gets the shot is being passed down. Valdez is following the state of Alaska's recommendations. And so I think the next recommendation is 65 and older. So, and they talked through a little bit of how that was going. I think they're trying to just reach out directly to people 65 and older. So,
right. And, you know, there's always glitches when you do things like this. But if you read the national guidelines, you're going to get confused because the national, everybody's trying to be extremely fair to make sure that we take the people who are going to get the sickest and use the most hospital resources. We're not just doing the elders first to honor elders, which is a useful thing in and of itself, but because if those people get super sick, they take up a lot of hospital resources. And I've said before, you could have one person on a ventilator for 30 days or 10 people on a ventilator each for 3 days, and it's the same amount of resources. So it helps everybody if the elderly don't get sick.
And I don't know that there's clear direction after that 65 and older.
So then they're going down. So the state of Alaska has decided to do things a little bit differently. So they say don't listen to the national recommendations because those recommendations were given to the states, and they're going to get the vaccine based on that, you know, to make it even between the states. But Alaska has decided to do 65 and older instead of 75 and then 70 and then 65. Some places in the country, they're trying to do this in commercial drugstores and doctor's offices. And you can just go to your doctor's office on the subway. But in Alaska, it's going to be a little bit different. I should say, as an aside, it's the Native Health Service has its own allotment of vaccine, and they get to decide how they're going to do it perhaps differently. Maybe it's different if you can't fly into a village except, once in 2 weeks, and maybe while you're there, you ought to do everybody. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they're allowed to do it differently. And so they're, you may say, well, you know, my native neighbor in Valdez got their vaccine before I did, and they're younger than I am. That's up to them to get their vaccine out to the people who are covered by that service. Likewise, the Coast Guard is under a different vaccine allotment, so they're going to do things differently than the state allotment. So anyway, back to the state allotment, they've taken the 1Bs, and 1A was the health care and the long-term care residents, and 1Bs now goes out to more of the population. In the second, third, fourth tiers under 1Bs, starts with 65 and older. That one's very clear. They tried to make it really clear. Let's just get this vaccine into people. Let's not make it complicated. And then it starts to be people with underlying health conditions and people who are essential workers, teachers, grocery store workers, people who have to do things with the public that can't be postponed. And they're very explicit in their lists. And then it goes down younger and younger and younger and younger. And basically, it's a very complicated process. And they're trying to make it very straightforward so that everybody can know what stage we're at. There was a computer glitch in the state computers originally, and some people were told they could sign up for this week because they were 65 and older, when the state really meant to say that they could sign up for next week if they're 65 and older. And so a few people who were just 65 and not in any drastic other group got to have theirs this week. But it's coming. There's actually quite a lot of vaccine coming to Valdez, and so we should be able to get through the 65 and older pretty fast here, I think.
And they did talk about, in the state press conference, Dr. Ann Zinks, she said she's a little competitive, and that Alaska is ranked third in terms of getting the numbers of vaccines per capita in the United States. So there is that.
Yeah, it's amazing. You hear on the national news that New Jersey's considering having a place where you would go and just get a vaccine, and it wouldn't be a doctor's office, and it wouldn't be a pharmacy, and you could just have people come just for a vaccine. We've been having those kinds of drills with our flu shots here in Valdez for, 20 years? I don't know exactly, but a long time. It was like maybe we could send a volunteer EMT to help them organize that for the state of New Jersey.
I don't know. Do you want to go to New Jersey?
No, but I'm just saying they don't know how to do it. They've never tried it.
I apologize.
I'm not sure the national news knows what New Jersey, but it was just interesting for them to say, how would that work? And I bet a lot of people could tell you exactly how that works.
Apologize to New Jerseyans everywhere. in light of it's a COVID
joke. I'm
sure
that there are many, many states who know a lot more about how to do this than what gets to the national news. So yes, my apologies to New Jersey too.
All right. Yeah, whatever. So moving on. So we'll have those vaccinations. And then also last night in the council meeting, the mask mandate was extended to February 3rd. So to put that out there as we're talking along, so that will be in effect here in Valdez. But Kathy, I do also understand from back to our city council meeting, there was a, in their discussion about COVID, I think it was Dr. Alfaro, I think said that there are some folks who are saying, no, we don't want this vaccine. So are you seeing that as well?
Well, yes, there are people who absolutely don't want it, period. There are some people who don't do vaccines at all. That's the right. Nobody's saying that they have to get this vaccine. I think there's more people who are saying, well, it's new, and I kind of don't want to be the first person, but I want to see how it goes for other people. How sore does it make your arm? How long do you have to take off work? Is it safe? And there's going to be a whole bunch of people vaccinated here, and so the people who are, you can always jump on later if it's you're over 65 and you're invited this week and next week, but you just don't know about it yet. Well, when we start getting down to the 50-year-olds, you'll still be able to jump in. And so if people are saying, I don't know, you know, they just want to see a little bit more of the rollout first. That's okay. But I think there are quite a few people who are in that category of, well, it's new. Can I not be first? And that's just fine.
And another thing to mention, because I've seen people ask this question, and actually it's valid because it is hard to keep up with everything and things change all the time. But at this point, this vaccine is free. I mean, it's not free. Somebody's paying for it, or we're printing money to pay for it. But do you foresee that for the immediate future, or for how long?
Oh, yeah, I think for this, you know, if we have to get boosters in a year or two, you know, who knows about that? But for right now, this is supposed to be no cost to the public. If you walk in to get your shot, nobody's going to ask you what insurance you have or how much money you have in your pocket. That's not one of the questions at all.
All right. I just wanted to clear that up because I think there's a lot of questions on how it's working and how do you know about it and you know, is
yeah,
it,
no,
what
for
is the
right
cost?
Now, it's in, you know, they may be getting part of this from insurance companies or from Medicaid or whatever, but that's totally opaque to me. People walk in the door and if they've got an appointment, they get their vaccine at this point.
All right. Well, we'll shift gears now because heading back to school yesterday and what better?
Can I say one more thing about appointments?
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
I just found out last night, right at the moment, if people go to where they're supposed to make an appointment, which is COVIDVax, like VAX, COVIDVax.alaska.gov, you'll see that there are no appointments in Valdez for next week. And that is because they're trying to organize this to be a la flu shot, like up at the Civic Center or at one of the schools or something like that, to be efficient and to make it safe and to not have people crowding in and that sort of thing. So up until now, it's been these little pods at the hospital or at the public health nurse's office, but they're trying to get that finalized. And so if people, that opens it supposedly at noon today, but people look in there and say, no, I have to go to Anchorage to get my vaccine. That's not true. It will happen next week, depending on how much vaccine they get. And, but just keep looking until there's some Valdez, information in there, which will be there not at noon today, but a little bit later this week.
Thank you for that. I appreciate, I'm sure our listeners appreciate, getting information on that. So, moving on to the schools, and what could be better than starting with zero cases, right? So that was a good start to the school year. School, just so folks know, I mean, there is a mask mandate in effect. So in the schools, teachers are wearing masks. So like adult-wise, it's kind of the same as the rest of the community, but school's back in session. And we learned a lot, I think, over the last 6 months being in person.
Yes.
What
my personal opinion would have been to recommend that everybody wear masks for the first 2 weeks of school. We always have lots more colds and coughs and, you know, every infectious disease known to man when people come back from wherever they've been, even if it's just Anchorage or Matsu to see their relatives or to go shopping or whatever over the 2 week break. It would be nice to just not exchange germs. You know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But since it's zero cases, they started in phase one, which is masks for kids aren't required unless the teacher requires them, which a lot of the high school people do in their classrooms. They're still keeping all the other things in place, which door you enter, washing your hands way more times than usual, extra sterilization of the classrooms, the desks being farther apart, that doesn't change. But whether the kids have to wear masks all the time, that's a phase two thing. And they decided not to do that, partly just by, let's go by our own rules so it's not confusing, and partly because a lot of people came back early from wherever they were precisely because there's all these quarantine things still in place. So if they flew to the lower 48, then they had to do the 5 days of isolation when they got back from flying, from being out of state. And so a lot of people have already been back and exchanging their germs just with their own family for the last week or so. So they decided to start in phase one.
Well, and I think shout out to Valdi's parents and teachers, because I do think kids are pretty respectful of the rules. If you'd compare us to several other communities. So that's definitely something to be thankful for, I think. I think I've heard in several of the school board meetings that people are pretty happy with our kids, and they're pretty resilient and pretty accommodating. So, and kids too, and let's give them a little credit, I guess.
One of the high school principals said that about 50% of the kids were wearing a mask all the time, even when they didn't have to at his particular school, the first day of school. So I think a lot of people are being very careful because it's the right thing to do.
All right. So looking ahead, what else is on the horizon? You know, we don't know what to do when it's kind of mellow for a while. We'll take it.
Well, I think the thing at the moment is going to be to keep watching the site, the Valdi's Unified Command site or the state site or whatever, to make sure that when you have a chance to get the vaccine, you can do it. They need volunteers to do the paperwork part of that, which is much more than the flu shot clinic, because it is checking on people's allergy status and things like that, and watching people afterwards. So there's a lot of things, the city hall would love to know if people are volunteering to do the paperwork for those COVID vaccine clinics. There's also keeping your mask on and your social distance and washing your hands, because until a whole bunch of people get this vaccine, you can't just say, oh, they started with the vaccine, so now we don't have to do this. That's a little premature. We have to wait till a bunch of people get the vaccine before we can do that safely. And it would be tragic now to have a situation like there is in Los Angeles, where there's not enough ambulances or hospital beds or oxygen, because we gave in a little bit too soon. So we don't want to, Anchorage went way down, or the whole state of Alaska went way down in its cases, but there's a little blip. Is that because people were traveling? It could be. It could also be because people are saying, oh, we turned the curve, so now I can be less careful again. And it's not quite yet. Not quite yet.
I'm wondering too, I wanted to ask you this question, because there's a lot of discussion about this, and I just thought I'd see what it looks like to you and Valdi. You've been here for a long time at the clinic, and you deal with a lot of, you deal with everything, absolutely everything, but has people coming into your office, are you seeing less of the common cold and flu, and how is that going? And I guess there's a lot of variables that could be due to the fact that they're just not going anywhere, don't want to go in. But are you seeing less cold, flu, other maladies?
It was really distinct in the spring. Remember, if you don't remember, but we were telling everybody, please get your flu shot, because we can't tell the flu from COVID, and it's really messy. Remember, we didn't have a lot of testing back then. And, please get your flu shot. And then the flu just disappeared. And because everybody was staying home and staying away from each other and wearing masks, and even though flu virus gets through masks better than COVID does, it's still, if you're staying far away from people and staying home and not even going to the grocery store, that works for all kinds of diseases. So I don't think that the usual after vacation thing that you can see in a town as small and as isolated as Valdi's is going to be as big a deal this year. I think people are getting fewer, colds, because they're washing their hands and not sneezing all over their hands and then shaking yours,
Yeah, but the sneezing in the mask, I'll have to say, that's something that's not good. That's tough. I don't think there's an answer
like
for that
your
one.
You sneeze back to yourself. Huh?
You could feel it coming, but you're in, you're... Anyways, that's an aside. But I think that means that we're getting to the end. Unless there's other technology or other studies out there, something we don't know about that you've read up on. Or anything else you want to share?
No, they continue to work on, various medicines that we could give either at the very beginning of symptoms to keep them from getting worse, or with the people who are sick enough to be in the hospital, they're continuing to work on that. It's not like just, oh, okay, well, great, we'll just give up on everything and work on vaccines alone. They're working on more vaccines, yes, but also other things. There's nothing that's like, oh, wow, this is going to be a wonderful cures all sort of thing. There's nothing like that I've seen. There's more antibody things made in a laboratory that seem to be working out. Unfortunately, the convalescent serum, like, oh, I've just had COVID, I'll give my antibodies to you, I'll go to, it's not panning out very well, which is probably a good idea because it would have been very expensive and difficult to get enough of that convalescent serum to really help very many people. So they're not giving up on that idea, but it's not going to be the be all and end all, unfortunately.
And I guess there is one other thing. Maybe sicknesses are down in terms of people going to the hospital, but I know here in the state of Alaska, we already have a problem with suicide, depression, all of those things. I think Valdez has been pretty lucky that a lot of people's lives have not been impacted as severely as, say, if you're in New York or LA. So I think that helps in a huge way. If you still have a job, if you still, don't have as many stresses and those types of things. But any advice for folks getting through the winter? And I think just hearing the words 2021 has people maybe a little more upbeat about life. But any other suggestions there, or vitamin D, or any new ideas on that front to kind of head into 2021 ready to tackle the bear?
Yeah, well, I think that I would advise people, as I do every winter, to try to get out and get some sun in your eyes. Get out at midday when it's brighter out there, even on a cloudy day.
That's some nice days.
And that's hard to do when it's icy and it's snowy and that sort of thing. But either it's going to be just as bad as other years, except worse, or it's going to be, Alaskans have done this every winter, and we're kind of used to the hunkering down. And people, I've talked to several people who say, oh, it's wonderful, it's winter, and I don't have to go out, and I can do my quilting or my whatever. It's the people who are used to doing inside other activities, like if they live for basketball, it's going to be hard. And finding other things to do is the time to try out something new. Take piano lessons online, or we've got a lot of people out for the ski team that would probably otherwise usually do something else as their winter activity. But finding ways to exercise inside if you can't go outside, or exercise outside if you usually do it inside, just to do something as opposed to sit there and watch the reruns of something for the second time.
Yeah, I think everyone's hit the end of whatever they were watching. I'm not a big TV person, but I think everyone's getting to the end of their, seasons of whatever. So, great ideas. And I know a lot of folks have been out to the Valdez Glacier and beyond.
Yeah,
and
they're so great. Are amazing this year. Should go.
And there are some great trails as well. So I, anyhow, hopefully folks will get out and about. And of course, if people do need help and services, we do have Counseling Center, and then AVV has some hotlines and things like that. So we also do have a lot of resources here as well. So hopefully folks take advantage of that. So with that, I think we'll bid adieu and check back next week, and that will be after you have had your second shot and then a little time to kind of when you're getting yours second?
8:20 tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay, cool. So next Wednesday we will
have the experience of a few of us. Probably it's much better to do statistical for the whole country, but I'll give you the inner scoop as to what it was like for me personally.
All right, that sounds good. We'll take that. We'll take that. So we'll talk to you next week. Thanks again.
Okay, my pleasure.